Hello, this is Mark Tussey. I'd like to welcome you to the July 2011 OPEX Leadership Podcast. In this month's podcast, we finish up our series, How Not to Be Lean, with a look at the engagement of the top management in a lean transformation. I call this one, Wash Me But Don't Get Me Wet. Now, Wash Me But Don't Get Me Wet is a saying I picked up while working in Europe when we were talking about how certain managers and leaders would distance themselves from all of the lean transformation activities. It was as if they wanted to be informed, but not really engaged. Yes, there was monthly reporting on activities done within the enterprise. For example, how many workshops were ran, how many people were trained, have we done 5S or some other method in enough areas, and so on. But there wasn't that connection to the transformation process that drove any change in behavior at the top management levels. Now, what this lack of engagement can lead to is a very superficial and, frankly, unsustainable lean transformation effort. It's not that the middle managers and the workers are trying to deceive the top management. It's not that at all. It's more that they're trying to fulfill what the top management is measuring. For example, if they're reviewing once a month how much training has gone on, how many places have implemented a certain method, and so forth, this is what the rest of the organization is going to strive to complete. Along the same lines, the top management is certainly not incompetent. They've been successful running their businesses like this, in many cases, for a very long time. But now the top management wants the world-class results that a successful lean transformation can bring them. They want reduced cost. They want improved quality. They want to have severely reduced lead times on their products or services. And they know that in order to achieve these kind of results, they have to have excellent problem-solving skills across the organization. There must be collaboration across all departments. There has to be transparency and performance. There has to be an organization that controls the standards that they've developed to meet these results. An organization that assures that all of the lean methods and tools that have been put in place are always adhered to and frequently reviewed for improvement. So certainly, if there's going to be a lean transformation that leads to world-class results in quality, lead time, and cost, it takes more than a checklist of a few lean methods and a certain number of people being trained to meet those results. It takes behavioral change within the organization. Now, how do we relate this to the top management getting wet, if you will, or getting more engaged in that? Well, measuring behavior and seeing collaboration, problem solving, and performance toward these quantity, lead time, and cost targets requires a change in behavior from the top management. So what are these changes in behavior? What are the things that top management should do differently in order to become more engaged? Well, first and foremost, top management should go Gemba. If you're a top management person, force yourself to do this. Put it on your calendar. Clear some time every week to go to the workplace where the changes are being made, where the transformation activities are going on, and spend time looking not only at the results, but also the behaviors. Do the people collaborate? Are they solving the right problems? Are they making progress? Do they get the support they need in order to meet those world-class quality, lead time, and cost targets you've set for them? Secondly, set clear performance targets and measure them very transparently in the worksite. It's okay to measure that they're making progress on training, for example, how to problem solve, how to write standardized work. And it's okay to measure their progress on developing their standardized work. But don't forget the end result and to make sure you share that with everyone in the organization. You want world-class results in quality, lead time, and cost as a top manager. Make sure they've been translated to the lean transformation area and that everyone understands the target in quality, lead time, and cost, our current situation, and what's being done to make improvements. This is very critical to have a successful, sustainable lean transformation. Third, the top manager should be an effective coach, and the focuses should be on problem solving and collaboration. The top manager should use the Socratic method to ask the proper questions to help develop the skills of the middle managers and their teams in problem solving, and should also be able to recognize how to make sure the organization provides the right amount of support when the middle manager and their teams can't solve a problem by themselves. They should make sure that other people in the organization are readily available so that they can get countermeasures developed and implemented rapidly. When top management decides to get wet or to get engaged in the lean transformation, the chances for success and of sustaining what you've gained through your transformation activities more than double. I would say they're exponentially better. It's definitely worth the effort of top management to go Gemba, to make sure that targets of the lean transformation are translated through every level of the organization, and to become effective coaches themselves. And as a top manager, don't be afraid to seek coaching for yourself. This is a transformation, a change in behavior, and something that will help you become more effective as a leader in your newly transformed lean organization. Thanks for listening to the July 2011 edition of the OpEx Leadership Podcast. This is Mark Tussey. I invite you to tune in next month.